Proverbs chapter 14. If you don't mind, tonight I'm going to brag on you a little bit.
Amen.
I believe with all my heart that we truly have one of the finest churches
yes.
in America.
The
reason is not because of the greatness of the pastor. The reason is not because of the greatness of the staff or the school, our bus ministry. It solely resides in our Savior. Everything we look for and everything that we do and everything we look to do, I believe with all my heart that Bethel Baptist Church has gotten itself to a place where we do it for Him. There's no better place to be. For years and years of many countless ministries, men have done things and ladies have done things to make themselves look good or feel good, to make themselves proud of themselves or to make other people look at them. Bethel, don't ever get to that point where we feel that we have to be accoladed to do anything for the Lord. Don't get yourself to the position to where you think unless you get a pat on the back, you can't come to a church service. I'm thankful to be part of a church that does not need to have mutual appreciation handed to them. I'm thankful that we are serving a Savior that one day is going to look upon you and say, well done. You can't ask for better than that. If you look with me in Proverbs chapter 14, if we all stand together, the Bible says in verse 4, where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to preach. Lord, I thank you more than that, though, that we have a word of God to preach. Lord, I am never going to be ashamed to stand for your book. Lord, please help us today to realize what we're doing here. Lord, help us today to make a decision now that this is the way we'll serve you for the rest of our days. Lord, I believe you're coming soon. And I believe, Lord, that there's much that we can do still today. Revivals can be had, souls can be won, messages preached, work accomplished, things that we can do for you as long as we let you drive the cart. Lord, be with us tonight in a special way. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I was asked, this is kind of off subject, but that's okay. I don't stay on subject a lot. But this was asked me after church. Why do you take such a narrow view of the Bible? My reply was simply this. If I'm wrong, which I'm not wrong, but if I'm wrong, do you really think that the Lord is going to stand there and tell me, brother, you took far too firm a stand on my word? I've got to believe and submit to you today that the stronger the stand on the word, the happier the author of the word will be.
Yeah.
Just a thought. On to the message. I'm not going to call us tonight, because I figure we may go there right away, oxen. But understand this, there's a few very important qualities about the oxen, and I want to brag on you a little bit. I am honored, and I mean this with all my heart, I am honored to serve with you. I mean that. I'm honored to stand side by side with Brother Mike Sells, working for Jesus Christ. I'm honored to stand right next to Phil and Marlena. I'm honored to stand a head and shoulders above Miss Liz White. I'm just playing with you. I'm honored, and I want you to hear this. Whether I'm honored or not, we have become a church that has taken up the yoke. Now you might say, well, Brother Dave, it doesn't seem like we've gone very far, and it seems like our wheels continue to spin, and it doesn't seem like we've done anything. Let me explain something to you. I don't know about you, but it seems to me like our baptismal waters move pretty good. We just baptized a 90-year-old lady last week. I know we could be baptizing more, but I've got to be honest with you. I think we do okay. We should always be wanting to do more. We should always be desiring to do more work. We should always be desiring to tell more people about the Lord and bring more people into church. We should always be desiring to learn more about Jesus Christ. We should all be desiring to understand that we have not arrived. We should all be desiring to do as much as we possibly can for our Savior. That should be our desire. Our desire should not be to do less. Our desire should always be to do more. Matter of fact, our desire should not even be to stay where we are. Because we either grow or we die. I'm thankful to be in a church where I can yoke up. The Bible says, be not unequally yoked together. That's not specifically talking about just one or two things. There's a lot of instances in life you can use that. I don't want to yoke up with a Christian that doesn't want to do work. I want to yoke up with a bunch of people at Bethel Baptist Church that desire to move forward. I'm thankful that we have that. I'm thankful that we're in a church that desires to do things for God. I'm thankful that we're in a church that desires to see souls saved. I'm thankful that we're in a church that desires to sing songs for the Lord. I'm thankful that we're in a church that desires to go out as evangelists and witness for our Lord. I'm thankful that I'm in a church that has a preacher that desires to preach the truth. And I'm thankful for a church that doesn't throw me out when I do. I'm thankful that I'm in a church that has filled cribs. What makes an oxen good? I got three things. What makes an oxen good? I thought about this for a moment. I came up with this thought. What is a bad oxen? Think about that for a minute. What's a bad oxen? He's a barbecue. Not good for much but a meal, amen? But a good oxen has a few good traits to it, and I'm just going to brag on you. Number one, a good oxen shows up for work. We have a lot of things that we do in this church, and I find myself excited that I see more people doing more work and doing more odd jobs, and the jobs are getting passed around. I see more people getting in and getting their hands dirty. I see more people realizing that we are truly in a battle and we need to do as many things as we possibly can. And I'm thankful that we have a work day at Bethel Baptist Church. A lot of you show up. I'm thankful that we have a Christian school and people show up to work in the school. I'm thankful we have senior program and people show up to do that. I'm thankful that we have a nursing home ministry and people show up to do that. I'm thankful we've got bus ministry and people show up to do that. And by the way, it used to be that we only had a few people doing all the work, but I'm going to submit to you today, that's changed a little in the past few years. We got a lot of people involved doing a lot of different things. Glory to God, you're showing up for work. I know in the Bible it says in Genesis chapter 22, Abraham said, "Here am I." In Genesis 46, Jacob said, "Here am I." In Exodus chapter 3, Moses said, "Here am I." In 1 Samuel 3, 4, Samuel said, "Here am I." In Isaiah 6, 8, Isaiah said, "Here am I." I've had a lot of folks over the years say, "Brother Dave, I desperately want to do something, but what could I do?" It's not what you could do, it's that you could do. Just show up. This church is amazing to me. You say, "Well, Brother Dave, we're just a few people." Don't look at yourself as just a few people. Dr. Hiles made a wonderful statement. There are no small churches. And there's going to be a day, and I know we've talked about this often, there's going to be a day when we are many. You'll be thankful that you stayed. You'll be thankful that you did not give in to what the rest of the crowd was trying to do. You'll be thankful that you stayed with the truth. You'll be thankful that you stayed with Jesus Christ. I'm going to be honest with you, Brother Timms. Even if we don't ever get out there, you're going to face your Savior someday, and you'll be thankful that you stayed. I get a little tired of the fact, well, the only way we can measure success is by numbers and dollars. That's not true. We show up for work. The Bible doesn't say, well done, thou good and faithful CEO. The Bible doesn't say, well done, thou good and faithful pastor. Doesn't say, well done, thou good and faithful Bible instructor, theologian, linguist, Greek scholar. It says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You don't have to be anything special to be a good oxen. You don't have to be anything special to be someone that shows up and gets in the yoke. You don't have to be anybody special to show up and do a little work for Jesus Christ. You don't have to be anybody special to be that person that decides that they saw a need and they decided to fill the need. You just have to show up. I'm so thankful. The Lord blesses our efforts. It's amazing, Miss Debbie. Very few people have the talent that you have to play the piano. Very few. Awesome. It's almost disgusting. That was your child. She should have went to Texas. But what she does, I can unequivocally say to you, she does for the Lord and realizes that the Lord gave her that gift. She's a good servant. I'm not saying that if you don't do these things that you're not a good servant. What I'm saying is to be a good servant, you need to show up. You need to show up for work. You need to realize that think about a farmer that had an oxen that didn't show up. Well, that doesn't get a whole lot of work done, does it? That's why the cribs would be clean or not have anything inside of them. I'm thankful that Bethel Baptist Church, she's got a lot inside of her. I'm thankful for that. Number two. Not only does a good ox show up for work, a good ox shows up to work. I worked in a few public jobs. Worked in a campground as a campground manager, and I can't tell you how many times, and it's getting worse in this day and age with the kids. They'll show up for work, but they won't show up to work. When I was a kid, I had a boss named Ray Kratz. Meanest man you ever want to meet in your entire life. He is a big man, and he towered over me and spit in my eyes lots of times, yelling at me. I would show up at 8:03. I was supposed to be there at 8 o'clock. 8:03 to a man that literally lives his life by the clock was not near good enough. In this day and age, Brother Kativer, it's okay for a kid to show up late. It seems like that's a going concern today. It's no big deal to be late for work, but not with Mr. Kratz. Mr. Kratz said, Mr. Ballard, you have a lot of potential. You just got no gumption. He says, a good thing you didn't go to Vietnam. You'd be shot in the first day. Said, I'm not understanding the correlation, Mr. Kratz. He said, I will just show up for work, boy. He mentored me. It's amazing that he decided to take me under his wing and show me what it was like to work. It's amazing that he showed me that to be a good servant, to be a good ox, you've got to show up not just for work, you've got to show up to work. When you punched your card, you left that place and you went to work. You went to work every single day and you put in a hard day's work. What's amazing, when I was a kid, my Uncle Delano had a hay field. I hated hay season. Oh my goodness gracious. 4 o'clock in the morning, you wake up and have the most splendid breakfast you could ever think. Farmers have good breakfast. Oh, man. Eat all you want because that's all you're going to get. Like for the rest of the day. Dust and water is what you get to eat the rest of the day. And we'd go out at about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and we'd chuck hay bales for the rest of the day. And my Uncle Dell told me, son, just work. Everything else will be all right. You know, it's amazing that our Christian life is really no different. Our Christian life is something that we really can't take a vacation on. I'm really excited that as many people came tonight as there is. Because to be real honest with you, on holiday weekends, it's very easy to go ahead and say, well, I'm just going to go ahead and stay home. And that's okay. Family times are very important. Please don't misread me. But how many times has it not been a family time you just decided it wasn't important enough to come to church? And you're the good one. I'm bragging on you tonight because you definitely show up. I'm bragging on you tonight because not only do you show up to work. This church does more things than I can even imagine. Could you imagine a church our size getting as many things accomplished as we do? As we walk the halls of the great Akron Baptist Temple, I'll never forget it. We walked the halls and they took us to their missionary hallway. I'm proud of how many missionaries we support. We walked the hallway of the missionaries, and as we went down, we counted and maybe 10, maybe 20, maybe 25. In a church that runs 2,000, we are a church that runs 200, and we support almost half of what we have in attendance. Almost 100 missionaries are supported here. I'm going to tell you right now, not only do you show up for work, people, you show up to work. Because you must understand, when Dr. Sigstad is on the foreign field, every soul that he wins to Christ is accounted to you. It's accounted to you for being a good servant, for deciding that you are going to make more of a difference than just your person being here, although that's great. And I'm thankful that you show up, but I'm more thankful that you show up to work. I'm more thankful that you show up because God needs you. I'm so thankful that you don't leave that spot in the yoke open. I'm so thankful that not just one is pulling, but we've got more than one pulling. I'm so thankful that we can get a lot done and fill up the cribs of Bethel Baptist Church because we got a lot of people that decide that they want to do work. Work is something that maybe is lost on the younger generation, maybe. But I bet you Bob Bevington knows what it's like to work. I bet you Ruth Hill knows what it's like to work. Wes McDaniel, I bet you he knows what it's like to work. Mike Sells, I know he knows what it's like to work. Shake his hand. Good Lord have mercy. Got to go to the hospital for x-rays after you get done with him. His hand is like shaking like a jackhammer or something. Just man, alive. You need to chill out. Look at Psalm chapter 90. Actually, I like your handshake. The problem I have is my hand is too small to get anything back on you. Paul's about the size of Texas. Verse 10, the days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off and we fly away. But in the meantime, I couldn't stop thinking about Dr. Roy Thompson. I couldn't stop thinking about Dr. Jack Hiles. I couldn't stop thinking about Brother Bruce Cummings. I couldn't stop thinking about the men that have gone on before us, Dr. Tom Malone. I couldn't stop thinking of those men because those men worked hard. They worked hard and gave their souls for something greater than themselves. They worked hard and did something great. And I'm telling you right now, Bethel Baptist Church, I believe we've got a church here that is a working church that desires to do something great in the ministry. We don't just show up on Sunday mornings, praise the Lord, and go home. I'm so thankful that I work in a church that desires to do the work of God. We are in a church that not just shows up to church, but they also show up to work. And I'm so thankful that I belong to a church that is not going to leave that spot open. I belong to a church that cares about serving God. I belong to a church that cares about doing things for God, and I'm glad I belong to a church that is not going to stop working until Jesus comes. If we could do one thing, wouldn't it be great to go up into heaven arm in arm in the rapture? Think about that for a minute, a moment, a twinkling of an eye. We're gone. I love thinking about the rapture. It's awesome. It is awesome. You're going to be with a back pain 1 second, and next second you're going to be, woo, no more pain. Can you imagine going up and have them announce us as a church? I'm not saying that's going to happen. But wouldn't it be neat? These people worked hard to try to get something done for the Lord. That building does not mean we're successful. I hope you understand that. That building does not mean we're successful. I submit to you, we're already successful. We're already successful because you're willing to work. You're already successful because you're willing to do things for the Lord. The next thing, not only do they show up for work and show up to work, one of the great things about Bethel is we're obedient in the work. An oxen that would decide to turn left or right is not a very good oxen, is it? An oxen that decides to not follow the instruction of the master's hand is not a very good animal to have. An oxen that decides that he's going to plow this way instead of the narrow path is not a very good oxen at all, is it? An oxen that decides that he is going to go ahead and do that which he wants to do is not a very good oxen at all. I'm thankful that we've been guided by the master's hand. I'm thankful that I'm in a church that has the truth and is unashamed of it. I'm thankful that I'm in a church where it's a unification. The Bible's a unification, not a subrogation, not a segregation, not a pulling apart, but a bringing together. I'm thankful that I'm in a church that really cares about the truth. There may be a few here and there that maybe don't believe that truth like we do, but you know what? They are few and far between, and I'm glad I'm standing in a church that cares about God's truth. I'm glad that the master's hand tells us to go the straight and narrow path. The master's hand tells us to go down the straight way, the narrow path. For wide is that gate that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way that leads unto life. I'm thankful that we've got a master that wants to take us down the straight path. And I'm thankful that we as oxen in this church, we decide that we're going to walk that straight path. We're not going to vary to the right or to the left. We're not going to allow a preacher to come into this church and say the NIV's okay. We're not going to allow a person to come into this church and say the King James Bible's not exactly what it is. We're not going to allow a pastor to come in here and say, preach anything against the Word of God, preach anything about salvation by grace. We're not going to let anybody come in here and do that. Why? Because we're walking a straight path. We're walking the narrow way. We're walking a way that Jesus Christ has taken us, and we're not going to vary, not to the right hand. We're not going to vary, not to the left. We're not going to say abortion is okay. We're not going to say that homosexuality is a choice. We're not going to say any of those things. What we're going to say is, thus saith the Lord. That's what we're going to say. Why? Because we go to a church that is full of oxen that pulls in the right direction. It may not be important to some to pull in the right direction. It may not be important to some churches. Just let everybody find God on their own terms. If I could tell you how many times I've heard that, it makes me want to throw up. I'm thankful that we realize that God is found on God's terms, not on your terms. I'm thankful I go to a church that knows that. I'm thankful that goes to a church that cares. Look at Ephesians chapter 6. We usually stop in verse 1 to hammer on the kids for a long, long time. And boy, do they deserve it. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Boy, you need to memorize that verse, you brats. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men. I've used this example a lot because it's a good example for me. When I started preaching 16 years ago, I was trying to please my dad. It's no secret. And it's not a bad thing to want to please your boss. Not a bad thing to want to please your father. But I've got to be honest with you. After a while, that changed. It changed because I realized that pleasing my dad, although it was helpful to me, was not helpful to the ministry. Pleasing my dad, although great, and I'm thankful that I was willing and wanting to please him, that was not exactly what I ought to be doing. What I ought to be doing is pleasing God. What I ought to be doing is pleasing Jesus Christ as a servant for Him, not a servant for Him, although I'm thankful that I get to serve with Him. What you've got to understand is this. You've got to ask yourself, Bethel Baptist Church, are we a church that decides that they're going to serve Christ? Are we a church that decides that we're going to yoke up with fellow Christians, pull the plow down one path, and realize that we're serving Christ, not serving ourselves? If you're worried about getting a plaque, you're in the wrong place. If you're worried about getting your name announced, you're in the wrong place. What's amazing to me is that is the desire of many humans is to hear their name called, and there's nothing wrong with a pat on the back. But what there is wrong is that you do things for that pat. There's going to be a day that you stare into the steely fire eyes of your Savior. The things that you've done, the things that you claim, the things that you pile up right next to the Lord, are they burning or are they staying? We've got a church here of people that want to do something great for God. I know it. There was a book that I read about Bo Schembechler. Don't turn me off. He was a head coach for the University of Michigan. He put a plaque up one day that says, "Those that stay will be champions." And what's amazing is those that stayed were. I'm telling you this with all my heart, Bethel. Don't you leave the old paths. I'm just a kid. I'm only 40 years old. I'm the oldest fashioned 40-year-old that I know. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the fact that I don't ever want to stray from the old ways. I really, really came to grips with it at Brother Thompson's funeral. He deserves better from an ox than someone willing to pull to the right or to the left. He deserves something better. Why? Because he blazed the trail for you and for I. Oh, I'm sure we shouldn't give men all the credit, correct? Without Brother Thompson, where would some of you be? See, what we've got to understand is this. We are a group of people that has an opportunity to do something great. And what's great is, preacher, I think the Lord is getting us just about to where we have to be for that to happen. He's getting us to a place where we're all pulling in the same direction. He's getting us to a place where we're all deciding that we want the same goal. He's getting us to a place where it's not any big I's and little U's. He's getting us to a place where it's not anything special that we're doing something. He's getting us to a place where people don't need a claim. He's getting us to a place where we're serving the same Christ. He's getting us to a place that we realize that we've got a great job to do, and that job is for Jesus Christ. And my friends, time is growing short. We're getting to a place where Jesus can use us. We're getting to a place where these ox are finally getting trained on exactly what we're supposed to do. And I'm thankful, and not only thankful, I'm proud to be part of this work. I'm proud to be part of this work to where when something needs to be done, it gets done for the glory of God. Take great pride in the fact that we are serving together for a common cause. I'm going to tell you, when things got done in the scriptures, churches were in unity. People were of one voice, of one accord. They did things together. Look at the church in Antioch. They did things together in one accord through the scriptures. That's when great things happen. We think that we can never get it done. I'm all done. It's not even 7 o'clock yet. Boy, aren't you glad. In our hearts, I believe we're waiting for the day, preacher. We're waiting for the day when it comes down at Bethel Baptist Church. We're waiting for this big thing to happen. If you'd be honest, you've said that in your heart. When's it going to turn for Bethel Baptist Church? If you feel that your crib is empty, if you feel that your crib is clean, get in the yoke and start to pull. And I'm not talking about pulling in the direction you want to pull.
I'm not talking about pulling in the direction you think is right to pull. I'm talking about pulling in the direction that God says to pull. I think that we've already turned. And I can't wait to see the Lord do something miraculous through this place. We talk of people like the Lasco Foundation, and I hope and pray they come through. We talk about Dr. Anderson. I hope and pray someday that comes through. But I'm going to be honest with you. No matter who comes through, you need to hear this, Bethel. No matter who comes through, Jesus Christ is coming through right now in your lives right now. And if you decide that no matter what, I'm bragging on you because I love that I've grown up here. I'm 40. Do you know how long I've been here now? Good Lord, yeah, too long. Praise the Lord. I've always got a great support group. We're going to have a AAA meeting right afterwards. You've let me. Listen to me now. Listen to me. I don't care. Listen. You've let me, you've allowed me to grow here. Serving side by side with you. Pulling the same direction with you. Hoping to help in some way with you. The Lord, He will, I promise you, He knows what we're doing. He sees what we're doing. He sees where we're at. I know He wants us to stay in the fight. Because I'm going to tell you right now, more and more people are going in the direction of the already success. They see something that they deem as success. Can you imagine stepping off the boat just before you get to shore? Can you imagine stepping off the boat, Miss Debbie? Can you imagine, I see it, but there's a nice little island right here. I'm going to take this one. And God has almost got us there. He's almost there. My dad always used to tell me, don't ever move when you're out in the woods with a gun because the deer could be right around the corner. There's great truth in that. Why would we move now? Think how far we've come. We're almost there. The Lord's about to do something great. If we leave now, we miss it. Why? So we can jump ship to some place that isn't where we're supposed to be? So we can start pulling the plow that way when the Lord wants us to pull it this way? I can't wait until we're the church that people look at and say, God did something great with that church because they had a bunch of servants there. God did something great with Bethel because Bethel was listening to His voice. Bethel was letting Him lead. How many times have you ever heard the statement, there's too many chiefs and not enough Indians? Good Lord, have mercy. We've got one chief. That's Jesus Christ. Hear that now. We got one chief. That's Jesus Christ. We've got an under shepherd. That's our preacher. And we ought to all pull together in that same direction. I'm so thankful. I'm part of a church full of oxen that show up to work. They show up for work. We're obedient. And because of those things, He's going to give us the good success. I've said this before, and I can't wait for the day. I hope that we have a lot of cameras there that day. There's going to be tears that day. There's going to be tears that day. The day that we walk into our church building for the first time, there's going to be tears that day. I ask this question to you, I'm all done. What are the tears going to be? Are they going to be tears of joy or tears of regret? Because I believe there'll be some of both. I'm so thankful on a Sunday night, Father's Day, I believe the people represented here are going to be crying tears of joy that day, saying and praising God, saying, God, look what You have done. Look what You have done. Do you think you're going to shout that day? I think the angels will be stopping up their own ears saying, please quiet that church down.
Keep serving God, Bethel. Keep serving God. I believe this with all my heart that you're one of the greatest churches in all of America. As long as we keep pulling in the same direction by the leadership of God and our under-shepherd, by the leadership of God and our under-shepherd, as long as our under-shepherd stays in that book and doesn't stray from the book or any of the connotations of the book, as long as we stay in the same direction, won't it be great to get to where God wants us to go? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, I realize that this is more of a family type message. But Lord, I love these people. And Lord, I want them to know how much of an honor it is to serve with them. But Lord, I believe that you've laid out a plan for Bethel Baptist Church. You've laid out a plan for us that as long as we keep pulling in the right direction, that we will eventually get to where we're going. Lord, it's amazing how many times we question your timing, we question your abilities, we question the way that things get done. Oh God, I wish we'd just pull. I wish we'd just be obedient and keep doing the things that you have instructed us to do. Oh God, let us stay steadfast. Let us stay desirous and hungry for your work. Let us stay in prayer concerning lost souls. Let us stay in prayer for the health of each other and the joy of each other. Let us stay in prayer over people getting baptized and people coming to know you and people coming to serve you. Lord, let us stay always looking toward you, the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, I thank you that I'm yoked up with this church. I'm thankful that we're pulling this way. I pray to God you never let that change. Always be the one that directs us, that we may not go off to the left, that we may not go off to the right, that we may never back away, but Lord, that we may always go forward in your direction. And we may always go that way together because we have a wonderful destination that awaits us. But it is definitely reserved for the servants that show up for work, show up to work, and are obedient while they work. Help us today, Lord, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Preacher.
This evening, maybe you want to come and pray. Maybe God spoke to your heart about something while he was preaching. You just come right now. What kind of oxen are we? What kind of oxen are we? Straight down the narrow way.